Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year we will talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Again, this season the Mishnah is the commentary much shorter, but still wonderful from the wonderful commentary of the Sforno, as explained by Rabbi Rafael Pelkovitz. We're looking at 1-2. Perek Aleph Mishnah Bet. Shimon at Sadakaya Mishari Knesset Sagadola. Shimon the Righteous was among the survivors of the great assembly. Hu Chaya Omer, he used to say, Al Shalosh Adavarim Ha'olam Omein. On three things the world of Israel, or the world itself, depends on three things, or the world was created on three things. Later on in Mishnah 18 or so, we talk about the world continues to exist because of three things, but people say that the world is created for three things that might be here. So Al HaTorah, on Torah study, Al HaAvoda, on service of God, Al Gemilat Chasadim, and on kind deeds. I very much relate to these things, being involved in Torah, being involved in work, work being really different aspects, but of course prayer is one of them, and being involved in acts of kindness. I've felt drawn to Chesed for a long time, and it only got a real name for me when I was studying abroad in Israel, in Yeshiva and Reshit for 2 years. That's when I really realized it was Gemilas Chesed. But really, this is what the world was created on. We need to do these things for the world to really justify its existence for us and for everyone around us. The Sforno points out the word of Israel, the world really depends on three things. The world, that is Israel's, in which the divine presence dwells when they find favor before him, stands upon the three things that draw the divine presence to dwell among them. The Sforno explains the word world refers to the special world of Israel. Shimon the Righteous teaches us that the existence of this world is conditional upon the divine presence residing among the Jewish people. This in turn is contingent on three factors: on Torah study, on the service of God, and on kind deeds. Indeed, the divine presence comes to reside among us because of avodah, sacrificial service. As the verse states, Olas tamadadoros sechem v'no'adati shema l'v'nei Yisrael, is a continual elevation offering. For your generations, I shall set my meeting there with the children of Israel, that comes from Shemos. In addition, through Torah and kind deeds, Israel fulfills the intent of the verse, Na'asa Adam b'talmeinu k'dmoseinu. Let us make man in our image after our likeness, from Bereshis, and thereby are deemed worthy to be called his children. In turn, Hashem, like a father with a son, will find favor in them and dwell in their midst. And when we talk about the things that are really justifying the world being created, one is avodah, the divine service in the Holy Temple, and nowadays really prayer. The other two are Torah and kind deeds, which mold and refine the character of a person, enabling him to attain the ideal state that Hashem had in mind when he first created man, B'tzalmo k'dmuso, in his image and likeness. When we attain this exalted spiritual level, we are truly worthy of being called God's children. God then treats us as lovingly as a father would treat his own son. He craves to dwell in our midst, as the verse states, Uka'ab et ben yirtza, even as a father delights in his son. In turn, by dwelling in our midst, the divine presence ensures the stability and security of the world of Israel. So justify the existence of the world. Justify the existence of yourself by being involved in Torah, by being involved in prayer, being involved in those kind deeds. And it doesn't have to be anything really crazy, you know. It could be simple things, a kind word to a friend, a kind deed for a neighbor, helping a neighbor cross the street, helping a neighbor with the groceries. There's just too many groceries for them. You could be involved in just thanking your police officer who helps you cross the street, if you have one, or a security officer or crossing guard, or thanking the barista who gave you something and you're wearing your kippah to show that we're a people that cares about those around us. Thinking about how to be involved with people and to act accordingly. Be involved in that Torah, be involved in that prayer, talking to Hashem, even not at those three times of the day. At Shachar and Mincha and Marv, you could talk to Hashem anytime, and doing good deeds as much as possible to really justify the existence of the world. Join us next time as we talk about not serving on condition of reward, serving for the sake of serving, here on the TTPA. On Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, and I'm your host, Tani.